To share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 and verse 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 10 reads, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Supporting scripture out of Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7 that you've already heard in your hearing. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." The basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, lost and looking to be found. Lost and looking to be found. Somebody realized this morning that it's not about my neighbor, it's all about what the Lord God has done for me. Then not only what he's already done, but there are things that I still need my God to do because I can't make this journey all by myself. God has made us a promise this morning, and he promised us that he would go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And so because he is a promise keeper, because he is always true to his word, we can depend on what the word of God tells us. And so when we read the word of God, we not only need to just read it, but we need to read for understanding. We need to read it for something that's going to be a help to us. And then we ask the Lord our God to give me a mind, not only to hear what I've heard and to read what I read, but let me have a mind to do those things that you require of me to do. So as we come this morning, we are thankful that God has blessed us once again. And the only thing that we can say this morning is by God's grace and his love, he has brought us together one more time on this last Sunday of May, just 30 plus days before half of this year will be already gone. It seemed like it was just yesterday we were celebrating Christmas and we were starting the new year off. And now we sort of speedily went through half of the year. And so when you began to think about how time moves, then we need to understand that we don't have any time to waste. We got to stop going about thinking that everything is going to be all right without us doing the things that we need to do. We know God is a miracle worker. We know that he makes a way out of no way. But the Bible declares that you have not because you ask not. And so there are things that you might want out of life that you don't have. And the reason why you don't have it is because you're not trusting God the way that you ought. I serve a God that has blessed us from January to this very present moment right now. And I thank God for the blessed privilege from him that, as James would say, that life is nothing but a vapor that appeared for a little time and then it vanisheth away. So we are here and then we are gone. In every life, there is going to be trials. There'll be tribulation. You have good days as well as bad days. In this life that we live, we have some times when we're happy, and I know that there are days that you're sad, but also we got to understand that you're not going to be healthy all the time. There are days that you're up and there are days that you're down. There are days that you feel sickness and heartache and sorrow and pain. And then you got to understand that these things does not last forever. We are living in a time when you don't know what to expect from one moment to the next. One moment everything is fine. The next moment everything could just fall completely apart. But one thing I find is for sure is that no matter what we are going through or what challenges we face in life, we still can say that God is a good God. There are those of us that can still say, God has been good to me. And the only thing I know is that out of all the challenges that I've had in life, God is still right by my side. I'm glad to be able to just declare his word one more time and to thank God for his blessings and for how God has blessed not only me, but how God has blessed those that are around me, my family, my friends, and our church family. God is blessing. And then we serve a God that every now and again, if you pay attention, God will expose the enemy and allow you to see the enemy for what he really is. He is a dirty fight, and he's out to rob you of all of your joy, and he wants to take all your happiness away. And the enemy is always out to trick you. He's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. But I come to let you know this morning that at those times when it seems like the enemy is about to get you, you got to learn how to make a detour and go the other way. I come to tell somebody this morning that God said that he's still on your side. God still loves you. God still knows what you're going through. God realizes this morning that God wants to help somebody along the way. God wants somebody in the house this morning to know that he has not left you. He is right there in the midst of all that you're going through. He understands the depths of his mercy, and he's listening to everything that you have to say. We serve a God that is looking right there at your tears and your sorrow and your pain. And God is just waiting on an opportunity to just step in and bless you and let you know that he is still God. God wants you to know that if you just allow him to, God will fix it for you. There are some things you can't fix for yourself. There are some things mama and daddy can't fix for you. There are some things that the preacher can't do for you. But there is nothing that the Lord our God cannot do. When nobody else understands, God understands. When nobody want to hear what you got to say, God has a listening ear. Am I talking to anybody in here? Every time it seems like you get a little ground and you're about to get a little elevated, it seemed like the enemy knocked everything right from under your feet and you're starting all over again. But I come to tell somebody, don't worry about starting over. Just get up and start over again. And it's not starting over from the beginning, because the thing that you've already gone through was a learning experience. And those things allowed you to know that there's some things I can do and there's some things that I can't do. But when I serve God, he will be there every step of the way. Now, I want to know, is there anybody in here that will agree that there are times when we step out of the will of God, but God didn't step out of our lives? But while we were out of his will, God still was right there by our side. I don't know about you, but I'm living in a world where I found out that misery loves company. Anybody ever found somebody because they don't have any joy? They don't want you to have joy. Because their household is not happy, they don't want your house happy. Don't listen to everything that somebody come and knock on your door, call you on the telephone, or text you, or tweet you, and tell you this, that, or the other about what's going on, whether it's in your house, their house, or somebody else's house. Every man ought to work out his own soul salvation. If you would take time to mind yours, then God will take care of theirs. But we're living in a time where everybody seems to know more about everybody else than they even know about themselves. Living in a world where that we are surrounded and constantly hounded by haters and naysayers, and too many of us give up too easy. Every time it seems like we don't get exactly what we want when we want it, we want to throw our hands up. We act like little toddlers. When we don't get what we want to have a little fit. Any of you know how to have a fit? You know that there's one thing that we learn as children is worst thing to do is to fall out. Now, I've seen some falling out, but I've never felt falling out myself. You get knocked out, you don't fall out. See, we got a different breed now. We got that breed that been watching too much television, and they see these other little kids crying and falling and rolling around in the floor, and somebody come a running. But how many of you know that we didn't get an opportunity to do that? Hallelujah. By the time you fell on the floor, they'll be reaching down. I'm going to give you something to fall on the floor for. Now, if you want to cry, cry. Too many of us give up too easy. We got to learn how to hold on and hold out, knowing that when we call on our God, don't let the enemy cloud your mind into thinking that God will not hear you. Now, let me say this, and I'm going to move forward. The enemy wants you to think that God has a deaf ear to you. And what the enemy will do will remind you that you dug this hole for yourself. The enemy will make you begin to feel like because you knew better, I'm not going to hear you. But I thank God that we serve a merciful God that is able to understand that I saw you when you were getting ready to make the decision, and I was hoping that you'd make the right decision, but there you go, making the wrong decision again. But one thing that I understand is that God is a God that if you just go back to him in prayer, if you go back to him with a sincere spirit and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong I've done. I done Sister Daisy wrong, and I don't see Sister Daisy right now, but before I see Sister Daisy, Lord, let me get it right with you. Lord, forgive me for what I said about her, what I said to Sister Daisy, and when I get an opportunity to see her again, I'm going to ask her pardon myself. But we are people. We got double standards. You want to do what you want to do. Then you want other folk to do what you want them to do. But the world just don't work quite like that. Now I want to talk this morning to somebody that feels or knows what it's like to feel like you are lost. Not so much lost in the sense of direction or location, not where your body is, but more so the condition of what have you received your salvation? Have you turned from your wicked ways? Have you allowed the Lord to begin to minister and to manifest himself in your spirit so that you will know that God is real to you? You see, the Bible declares that they had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So I can't bank on what Daryl says he know about God. I can believe what Daryl said, but until I try him for myself, and once I try the Lord for myself, then I can concur with Daryl that the Lord is good. Do we have any other witnesses in here that is able to say that I was a wretch undone, I was lost in sin, and I almost was on my way to hell, but God stepped in my life. And God found me exactly where I was. I wasn't in a sycamore tree, but I was down in the mud. And I serve a God that knows exactly where I am. Some of us, we can sugarcoat it. We can cover it up. But you can't hide it. If misery is down in your body, then you're going to look like you're going through misery. If you don't know God, then every time the devil punches you, you're going to look bruised. But if you know God, the devil can give you a punch in the stomach and you will get a second breath and stand right back up. If you know God, the devil can knock you flat on your back. And instead of laying on your back crying the blues, you say, I'm looking up to the hills from whence cometh my help. And Lord, while I'm laying down here on my back, help me to see myself. Our women gave us a thought last week, mirror, mirror. So now when you look in the mirror, not only the women, but men, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? If you're not pleased with it, what do you think God think about it? God's not worried about your physical appearance. He already knows what you look like. He made you from the dust of the ground. God said everything I did and everything I made was good. But how many times have we called things that God made bad? How many times have we called the people that God made ugly? Hello, somebody. You hadn't always been saved. Every time you look out of your eye, sometimes you got to ask God, Lord, help me not to have a judgmental spirit for what I see with my eye, because sometimes what you see is not necessarily what it is. And then sometimes what you see, you don't know what that individual have gone through to get them in the position that they're in. And instead of running them down or putting your feet down on them, that's the time they'll extend it up in the hand and say, I'm your brother. Can I help you along the way? But we tend to act like I've never done much wrong in my life. Paul says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you haven't made things right with God, then you are lost. You might be able to answer the question that at 12:20, I was sitting there in the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. So now God knows where your body is. Where's your mind? Where's your heart this morning? You can bring your body in here a whole lot of time like a lot of you always do. That don't mean you bring your heart. That don't mean that you bring your consciousness to receive something and to do something after you have received it. See, there's some folk just like, you know, another thing I picked up last week, that there's some folk that hear, but they don't listen. Ooh. I guess you think I had a kind of rough rearing. Because I can't help reflect back to the days of old. But now, those times when you act like you can't hear, that don't happen in the black household. You can go through the motions. You can say a whole lot of things. But when, and it don't necessarily have to be mama, daddy, all it have to be is somebody in authority. Somebody that realizes that I'm the adult and you the child. Somebody realize that, no, I'm not your daddy, but I'll beat you like I'm your daddy. And then you can go call your daddy, and I'll tell your daddy why I had to beat you. And if we need to go farther, then. We lived in a time where parents weren't afraid of one another, and they were on one accord because they believed what the parents said, regardless of what the child said. If that adult said that you did something wrong, then you wrong. Now we want to run to the schoolhouse and act the fool because that child done came home and told a lie. Then you go running to straighten it out and you don't even know what done happened. Don't even know where that come from. But we got to stop allowing the enemy to get our focus off what God would have us to do. Now, I said all have sinned and come short. And if you got children that are very disobedient, then that child is on their way to being lost. And if you don't want your child to grow up and be lost, you got to plant some seeds so that child would know that God is in the midst of every situation. Now, we got to understand that sometimes mom and daddy might not see eye to eye, but every now and again, you got to sit down and reason one with another so that the children would know that God is able to work out every situation. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So we got to learn how to share the good news, not only with our loved ones, especially to those that are lost. We got to tell the good news that God is still loving, God is still forgiving. And if we would confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that he died, he rose from the grave, then the Bible declared that we shall be saved. Bible said, whosoever shall call on him shall be saved. So no matter where you are, who you are, or what you've done in life, God can forgive you. If you are the one that feel like I'm the lost sheep, I'm the one that left the 100-fold and I'm out here all by myself. But I'm so glad that God loved me so much that he left everybody else and he came out there where I was. And the Lord God found me because I was lost in sin. I didn't have no idea what was going on in my life. I had problems all around me, but God was right there in the midst of it all. We got to understand that when we have problems in our life, when we are lost, we got to know that we're going to look for some help somewhere. So when you're lost and you're looking for help, stop waiting on your prayer partner. Don't look for mama. Don't look for daddy. Don't look for your cut buddy or your best friend. But you better find where Jesus is. You want a little help this morning? You got to know that God will be exactly where he needs to be. The Lord is a mighty good God, whether it's a good day or a bad day. I found out that I can call on the Lord. Now, I realize that all of us have done some wrong in our life. But if we go back to the pages of history, the prophet Isaiah began to talk to the children of Israel. He let them know that God has blessed you. God has forgiven you. God has brought you a mighty long way. But I found out that there were times when you were out of the will of God. There were times when you served idol gods and put other things before me. And I allowed things to happen and took everything that you had. But now that all of that is over, I want you to know that I'm a loving God. I want you to know that I'm a God that'll be right there by your side. So Isaiah began to talk to the people of God. He said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. So while you have an opportunity, you ought to be trying to find out who God is. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him. God is a merciful God, and God will pardon our sin because he is God. Why? Because my thoughts are not like your thoughts. Neither is God's ways like your ways, said the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. So in other words, Isaiah said that the Lord God said his way is the best way. All you got to do is trust the power of a mighty God. But I just want to talk to you for a little while this morning about a man that loved everybody but God. A man that realized that I can't do anything right now because I got to trust the power of somebody that I don't know. Now, I've heard about a man by the name of Jesus. I heard that this man, Jesus, done some miraculous things. I heard that he's a healer and he is a keeper. But I found out that I can't do anything because I don't know him for myself. Now, I want to talk to you about a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus, the Bible said, was a rich man. Zacchaeus was, he was the chief ruler. He was a tax collector. He was the one that was in control. He was the one that had others working up under him. So because he was the chief collector, one thing you got to understand that the people of God realized that the tax collector was cheaters. Some of us today feel the same way. Every time you turn around, the taxes are going up, up, up. You never know where the money is going, but they're always talking about the state is broke. I don't know how they can be broke when they take your money, my money, his money, her money, everybody else's money. But I want to let you know that that's just the way of the world. I just stopped by to let somebody know that this man by the name of Zacchaeus realized that I am one that people just don't like. I'm short in stature. I'm a little man, but I got a big job. I got a lot of responsibility, and I want to let you know that I don't know anything, but I heard about this man called Jesus. I want to see Jesus. And I heard that he was entering and coming into Jericho. Well, I want to let you know that when I heard that Jesus was coming and I looked down the road and everybody was just rolling around him, I wanted to see the Lord for myself. But I couldn't see the Lord because too many tall folk were standing all around my God. Too many sick folk were standing all around my God. Is there anybody in the house that want to see your God, but somebody somebody is blocking your way. Sometimes it's not somebody, it's you yourself. Sometimes you allow pride to get in the way. Sometimes sin to get in the way. And I want to let you know that can't nobody do you like my God. I found out that Zacchaeus, he said, I want to see my Jesus. I want to see Jesus. And I'm going to go in the front of the press. You see, when you got a problem in your life, you got to learn how to think fast. You got to learn how to work some things out. Now, Zacchaeus was a smart man. He realized, I'm not tall enough. Don't nobody like me. Nobody going to open up the way for me. Don't you know, if you were there and you were a man of God or a woman of God and you see somebody short, somebody trying to get to your God, but everybody else is in the way. If you got the right kind of heart, you might say, move over, baby, and let that little man go through. He can't see Jesus, but he want to see the Lord for himself. But how many know we are selfish? We say, he better get in line, because I've been standing here all morning long, and I heard that the Lord God was coming by, and I'm not going to let nobody get in my place. But I found now that when you use your head, Zacchaeus said, I know what I'll do. I'll run ahead of the crowd. When I get ahead of the crowd, I'm going to climb up in the sycamore tree. See, I'm a short in stature, but I got a whole lot of sense. I want to let you know that the sycamore tree had branches that were well wide and they were down very low. So he got his little short self on that last little limb and he began to climb up higher. And as he got a little bit higher, say, I still can't see my God. So he climbed a little bit higher. I still can't see my God. He climbed a little bit higher. Say, I know God is coming this way. And as he was waiting on God, the Bible declared that Jesus came on down the road. When Jesus got there under the sycamore tree, I want to let you know, the Bible declares that he looked up in the tree, said, Zacchaeus, come on down. Don't wait, but come right now. In other words, he said, come in a haste. You don't have any time to waste. You better get up out that tree. Because the day I need to go to your house, the day I need to let you know salvation has come to you. I know that you've been waiting for a long time. You've been wanting to see me for yourself. But let me tell you about how folk operate. There were some haters there. There were some naysayers there. And they were saying, I want to know why in the world is Jesus sitting down in the house with the sinner man, the tax collector, the one that's taking all of our money, the one that don't even treat everybody right. And Jesus ought not do that kind of thing. But I want to let you know about my God. He don't have respect to person. It does not matter whether you're tall or whether you're short, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, whether you're white or whether you're black, whether you got a little bit or got a lot. I serve a God that when I'm lost, God will find me. You see, Zacchaeus was looking for the Lord in the top of a sycamore tree. But the Lord God, while he was lost, he was wanting to be found. And the Lord God was right there. He saw Zacchaeus, said, come on down with me. When he got to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus fed him some food, made everything all right. Then they began to have a conversation. Zacchaeus realized that this is God. I'm going to change the way I treat folks. I'm not going to treat anybody. I'm going to give back. He said, oh my God, I want to let you know right now that those people that are poor, I'm going to take half of what I got and I'm going to give it out to the poor. Then everybody that I done mistreated, everybody that I done tricked out of their money, I'm going to give it back to them fourfold. In other words, I want to make things right because I want to let you know that the Lord our God is a mighty good God. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to your house, for you are the son of Abraham. Now he was not a Jew. He was a Gentile, but he believed in the power of God. He believed in the word of God. For the Son of Man is come to seek those that are lost, and those that he found, he'll make everything all right. Is there anybody in the house? Do I have any Zacchaeus here? Anybody want to see Jesus? Anybody want the Lord on your side? Anybody got your mind made up that I'm going to see my God? If I got to climb a tree, if I got to walk a mile, if I got to go 10,000 miles, I want the Lord. Oh, yeah. I want the Lord on my life. I want the Lord to be my guide. I want God. I want God to be everything to me. When I was lost, oh, God, when I was lost, God found me exactly where I was, a wretch undone. But he had his arms wide open. He said, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, come on in, John. I know what you've been going through. I see your tears. I hear you cry. I feel your pain. But you don't have to worry, because you're not going to be in pain anymore. Trouble is not going to be in your life. I'm going to be your God. And as long as I'm your God, oh God, I'll hold you in my hand. And as long as you're in my hand, no man is able to pluck you out. Lost and looking to be found. But who do you want to find? It got to be Jesus. Because if you get found by anybody else, it might be a trick or it could be a trap. You got to trust the power of a loving God. Lost, looking to be found. And when I went up in that sycamore tree to see my God, and I realized that he already knew where I was anyway. You can't hide from the Lord. And if we serve an all-knowing God, then think about it. Jesus walking along, all of these people, you know, he had to be distracted. Everybody reaching after him. Everybody wanted to touch him. Somebody heard that there was a woman, and all she did, she just touched the hem of his garment. He didn't talk to her. He didn't lay hands on her. But she reached out and touched, and she became whole. So now, Jesus, oh God, is walking down the streets of Jericho. Look at all these folk around, my God. And as Jesus walk around, I know that there are folk that want to touch him. See, if Eloise would have been there, the closer Jesus got to her, the more she would holler out. The more he touched her, the more she would holler out. Because she know that the Lord God had brought her a mighty long way. Not only would the Lord God do that, but the Lord God, he loves everybody without respect of persons. My little friend here that helps me preach every week, the one that watches my every move, he knows God loves us. He knows that God is a way maker. Now, he's short in stature, and I'm a little bit taller, so if I'm in the front of him, I might block him from seeing Jesus. But God gives him a mind to get up in the tree. Stand up on here, baby. Stand up there. Put your foot up there. Put your foot up there. Yeah, yeah, you can do it. I see you do it. You can do it. See, now he can see. He can see all of you now. He knows that the Lord God will make a way out of no way. If somebody said that he wasn't going to make it, they're a liar, because he loves God. He may not have a clear understanding like some of us, but then God understands him. So the blessings will always be upon you. Thank you. Thank you.